Water, the source of life, is now a threat to it in El Tulul in rebel-held northwestern Syria. Monday's earthquake damaged the Afrin Dam, creating a crack that sent its waters gushing and flooding a nearby village. When you've endured war and an earthquake, wading through floodwaters is a bitter cherry on a cake soaked in misery.
We survived the earthquake, but we are displaced. My family was living in a tent, but then the flooding started. Now I don't know what will happen to them.
The water submerged houses, swamped streets, and engulfed fields. The false tranquility barely conceals the horror which forced an evacuation.
The engineer comes to check the building, and we discover hundreds of buildings cannot be safe anymore. So they ask the people to empty everything from the building quickly.
The worry doesn't stop at the Syrian border. You see, there may not have been any breaches in the dams here in Turkey, but the earthquake-hit zone here, that hosts around 75% of the country's dams. That's enough to send officials scrambling.
Officials say they're checking around 140 dams and reservoirs in the south and east of Turkey, like this one, Seyhan in Adana. Seyhan hasn't been affected, but others have.
We have examined 120 of these dams and reservoirs. We found cracks in six dams. However, we can safely say these cracks do not pose any danger.
But those assurances haven't eased all the concerns, not only about the safety of dams, but also about other critical facilities connected to them.
The thing is, we don't know it yet. And there are eight dams, actually, in the earthquake area. There is a power plant over there. It is a thermic power plant in Afshin, Elbistan. So it is very important as well for Turkey. It is a main energy, one of the main energy sources for electricity. We don't know its position and what happened to it, if there is any severe damage or not.
Dams in the south and east provide at least 65% of Turkey's electricity. Many communities live along the rivers which feed those dams. But officials say their biggest fear so far is what dam breaches and potential collapses across the border in Syria will mean for villages here in Turkey. Dams may impede rivers, but not the flow of catastrophes. Sami Zeydan, Adana, Turkey.